Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. With Ian Todd. With Ian Todd. With Ian Todd. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Flute Man Podcast with me and Todd. Hope you're good. Yes, wow, X-Files is back. Way. Big X-Files fan as well as your normal sort of Mondas podcast for Doctor Who. So I thought I'd do a one-off sum up of Season 10 of the new X-Files, which has just been on. Thanks to Channel 5 for putting it on in the UK as well. Without a massive delay or anything, so that was great. They do other stuff, such as Gotham and Heroes Reborn stuff, so Person of Interest as well. So thanks to Channel 5. Hopefully if we get another season, Channel 5 will be there, so that's good. Yeah, we've been waiting a long time, lots of rumours and all that, and another film going to come and stuff, but I'm glad they didn't do another film straight, because the last film wasn't very good, was it, really? I've just watched the finale as well, and so I thought to give an instant reaction to the series as a whole, but also the finale. The finale. Wow, that was a cliffhanger, wasn't it? I'd heard there was going to be a cliffhanger, but that was a good cliffhanger. I'm just glad the X-Files is back, if I'm honest with you. It's a bit like when Doctor Who came back in 2005. I'm just glad it's here, and it's not rubbish, which is always good. The first episode I thought was good, but I think it's always hard trying to find your feet, isn't it? You know, after when you're coming back to something like this after a few years, you've got to kind of in a lot of change in the world, not just in the X-Files universe. Everything, you know, post 2001, everything's changed a lot. But the episode 2, I enjoyed. There's some proper classic X-Files moments, you know, kind of sort of some good death sequences and stuff like that, and some interesting ideas. And obviously, this is obviously part of the arc. The first two episodes are very arc heavy, aren't they? But I thought the second episode kind of, you know, really kind of started kicking in and started clicking. You know, like Fox Mulder, when he's wearing sweatpants and all that, that's not Fox Mulder. He has to be in the suit. You know, once he's in the suit, that's Fox. And third episode was quite a divisive episode, if I'm honest. I'm not sure how I felt about it. I really like Rhys Darby of Flight of the Conchords fame. It was good. And I like the humorous episodes. I used to do them quite a lot in the original run, but I'm not sure whether I loved or hated it. It's kind of a middle one. I'm not quite sure. I've noticed as well that they don't really have that many scenes of Mulder and Scully. They seem, maybe it was timing and kind of schedules and all that. They kind of separated a bit in some of the episodes. I've noticed that especially in the later ones, like episode 4. I think that was probably one of my favourites of the series. Definitely like the concept of the rubbish fan sort of thing. Someone coming out of it. That's scary. The way he kind of pulled them bodies apart as well. Pretty scary. Yeah, pretty scary. Kind of wrapped up a little bit quick at the end, I think. And when just kind of then just suddenly sitting near a beach sort of thing talking about their son. But that was proper old school X-Files, and I really enjoyed that. Episode 5, I'm not sure if I enjoyed it or not. We have to rewatch that, but they were kind of Fox dancing to Cotton Eye Joe. It was good to see Lone Gunman back, that was nice, but yeah, I wasn't sure if I enjoyed that or not, the whole dancing thing. Fox thinking he's on drugs and stuff to get in touch with the suicide bomber. It's quite an interesting concept, I suppose. The series finale was quite a downbeat finale, quite depressing. Everyone's going to potentially dying and stuff like that, and they've all got to save the people. And again, Mulder and Scully separated and having to do their own thing. I'm not sure if I like Einstein and Miller. I think Miller's all right, but Einstein's a little bit annoying. Obviously got the smoking man's back as well, being as evil as ever, which is great. But yeah, I enjoyed the last episode. It was good, quite grim, but it was nice, kind of it was nicely filmed when you try to get over the bridge to find Mulder, and everyone's panicking in this sort of mass panic and stuff. I would like to see where they go with this, you know. Hopefully we'll get a series 11. next year. It'd be amazing if we do, and like to see what they do with that. I mean, there's been other shows that I've loved that I've ended on a big cliffhanger, and they've never got a series. So hopefully, you know, X-Files will get another series, and that'd be amazing if it does. I'm thinking of maybe doing one-offs where I talk about classic episodes of X-Files. So I might do one. There's a Starburst magazine in the UK did an article about the top 10 ever X-Files episodes. So I might have a look at that and talk about that. But thanks very much for listening. And I'm on Twitter at IanTodd82 if you want to chat about X-Files and whatnot. So thanks very much for listening. Take care. Bye.
Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. With Ian Todd. With Ian Todd. With Ian Todd. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast. Flute Man Podcast.